Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
One law that gets ignored by a lot of people is that when you move from one state to the next, you're supposed to change over your license plates and your driver's license and all that stuff very quickly. And it depends on the state you move to, but some state that within 30 days or 60 days, you got to re-register all that stuff. And so interestingly, some states have got different rules on how they interpret that. And sometimes it leads to very, very strange results. So Jeff and Scott both sent me this story about a Virginia man who says that the RMV is forcing him to register his car in Massachusetts because he visited there last year. Doesn't live there. He lives someplace else. But because he visited Massachusetts, they've said, you need to register your car here, my friend. And if he doesn't, bad things will happen. So Tammy Mutasa wrote this. A Virginia man says the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles, the RMV, is threatening to take away his driver's license if he doesn't register and get Massachusetts plates. The only problem is he doesn't live in Massachusetts. He lives in Virginia. So what happened is he visited Boston last fall, and it's turned into a nightmare of a bureaucratic battle between him and the RMV. It's really frustrating, he said. He didn't want to use his last name. His first name is Ben. I think I've made 100 calls and emails. I've been trying everything I can think of. Ben lives and works in Virginia. Now, he visited friends in Jamaica Plain for a month with his car, and he did, in fact, park on the street during that month. He got 2 parking tickets during that visit, and apparently somebody called the RMV tip line saying that his car was parked on the street for too long, and it's got out-of-state plates. So they jumped all over that. The RMV is now forcing him to register his car in Massachusetts and get a second license plate. And they say if he doesn't do that, that his right to drive in Massachusetts will be suspended. Now, you might say, well, just don't go to Massachusetts. The problem, of course, is that the suspension will be reported to Virginia, which could also revoke his license there in his home state. So he says he's even had a hearing with the enforcement unit, and they were adamant that he has to dual register. Dual register. I wasn't even aware that you could put 2 license plates on one car. Dual register? I understand you wouldn't put 2 on at the same time, but do you really take one off, put one on as you cross the line? What do you do? So if you're not going to operate it, well, you have to leave people alone, said Ben. In this case, I don't live in Massachusetts. I don't have an address in Massachusetts. I don't work in Massachusetts. Somehow, I'm in this big trouble. It makes no sense. Other out-of-state drivers agree with this frustration. Apparently, he's not the only one caught in this weird limbo. Other drivers say that thousands of visitors drive to Massachusetts for long stretches, and many don't even bother registering their cars after 30 days, as the law requires. Another driver said, makes no sense. I'm not paying for it. I live in another state and I'm visiting. Why should I have to register my car the state I'm visiting? It makes no sense. It's just the money, obviously. Another woman said, but you don't need to make money that way, especially for someone that was just visiting. I think it's definitely kind of ridiculous. Ben's only other option now is to appeal the decision, but that process will take longer than the original deadline. Now, we got some good news and a change on that, but hang on. So he wants merely to have someone at the RMV listen to his case. If my license gets suspended, I honestly don't know what I'm going to do, he said. Now, WBZ, who reported the story, reached out to the RMV. An official said they are currently thoroughly researching the case and will provide information as soon as it becomes available. They add that the RMV is dedicated to serving its customers and will continue to work through all questions or clarifications that may be needed on its programs. Now, there was an update to this story. Update. The man from Virginia who's caught in this has received a 60-day extension. So they're not going to revoke his license just yet. They're going to give him 60 days. Again, doesn't want his last name used. His name is Ben. Lives and works in Virginia. Visited friends in Jamaica Plain last year. And because of that, the RMV threatened to take away his driver's license if he doesn't register his car in Massachusetts. Now he has extra 60 days. The RMV said under state law, anyone who uses a vehicle in Massachusetts on any 30 days of the year for any reason is required to register their vehicle in that state. And that's insane. So if you go to the state for 3 days in January, 3 days in February, I think you see where I'm going with this. How many in March? Three. Although you could go just a couple days, a few of those, because you only need 30 days, right? 30. 30 days of the year, you're required to register your car in Massachusetts, which is just crazy. That means if you commute through the state. That means if you literally drive across state line and drive. That's insanity. That's insanity. Technically, this applies to millions of people. And just because some nosy neighbor snitched on me, I'm now caught up in this, Ben told WBZ. There's no way they can apply this to everyone. It's crazy and really frustrating. And it is. Ben now has 60 days to register his car and to get his second license plate. Otherwise, his right to drive in Massachusetts will be suspended. The suspension will be reported in Virginia. The extension gives Ben more time to appeal the decision, which he says he will, in fact, do. This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, I've mentioned before, most states say that if you move to a state within 30 days or something like that, 60 days, whatever, depends on the state, you've got to re-register your car in that state and get a license, driver's license in that state as well. Many people will move someplace and put it off for a while because really, who's paying attention to this? And I actually know somebody who moved to California back in the early 1980s from Michigan and got out there and was just trying to get his life together and get everything going. And he told me a couple years later, he goes, the funniest thing, he goes, I didn't get a California license plate for the longest time. And he goes, and believe it or not, he goes, my Michigan plate expired. He goes, I was driving on an expired Michigan plate in California for several years. Never got pulled over. I go, well, I mean, do you drive very often? He goes, yeah, I drive every day. What are you talking about? I go, do you think any police saw you? He goes, of course. He goes, I know for a fact that I drove with cops behind me and nothing, nothing. Now, this is back in the day before they had like automatic plate readers and stuff, right? But he said, I'm driving around with an expired out-of-state plate in California, never got pulled over. And after he'd been there, I think 4 or 5 years, he said he finally broke down and got a California plate. And all I can think is that the cops might have looked at it and said, yeah, it's an out-of-state plate. Who's going to bother with that? They might have also not paid as much attention to the expiration tags on it because those are just little stickers. But of course, if you're from out of state, the color of the little sticker won't mean as much to you. So if you're driving around in Michigan with an expired plate, a cop will spot it because he knows, hey, the orange stickers were last year. The blue stickers are this year, right? So that could play into it. But the fact that he never got pulled over driving around an expired plate blows my mind. But he told me, and I believe it's a person I believe and I know them very, very well. So there's no question it's a true story. But, you know, I've lived in a couple different states during my life. And I don't think I actually marked the calendar and said, okay, day 30, you must have the new plate and the new driver's license. I'm not admitting to any crimes because I'm not certain. But I'm pretty sure that this is a law that many people don't exactly follow to the letter. But it's a crazy story that the man spent 30 days there last year. Not necessarily going to do that again this year. They say it doesn't matter. You got to register your car here. We're going to suspend your license. And that, my friends, is what we call insanity. So Virginia man says RMV is forcing him to register his car in Massachusetts after he visited there last year. Jeff and Scott both sent that to me. Tammy Mutasa wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. My longing to improve my looks via The Body Shop is being replaced by my longing to improve my looks via Photoshop.